Rona McDaniel responds to Donna Brazile meltdown. DNC trying to stop Bernie obviously hit a little close to home. By Hannah Blow on March 3, 2020. Republican National Committee, RNC. Chairwoman Rona McDaniel on Tuesday responded to Fox News contributor Donna Brazile telling her to go to hell. Quipping, talk of a brokered convention and the DNC trying to stop Bernie obviously hit a little close to home. It's okay, at Donna Brazile. I'd be having a bad day too if my party was still hopelessly divided, McDaniel said in response to Brazile's outburst. Talk of the brokered convention and the DNC trying to stop Bernie obviously hit a little close to home. The former interim chair of the Democratic National Committee, DNC, melted down during an appearance on Fox News on Tuesday, telling McDaniel to go to hell for weighing in on the state of the Democrat race. First of all, stay the hell out of our race. Stay the hell out of our race. She said, complaining that she is tired of listening to Republicans tell me and the Democrats about our process and accusing people of using Russian talking points to sow division among Americans. That is stupid. So Rona, go to hell. She said, promoting surprise from the hosts. No, go to hell. I'm tired of it, Ed. We're not trying to prevent anyone from becoming the nominee. If you have the delegates and win, you will win, she said. This notion that somehow or another that Democrats are trying to put hurdles or roadblocks before one candidate, that's stupid. I know what's doing on. Republicans are scared Democrats coming together to defeat Donald Trump, she added. Brazile was, famously, in the thick of the allegations of the DNC rigging the primary against Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, in 2016 and even took part in assisting Hillary Clinton herself. She resigned as a CNN contributor in 2016 following reports alleging that she leaked questions to Clinton's campaign ahead of a town hall on the network. While she initially denied leaking questions, she admitted to her actions in 2017. My job was to make all our Democratic candidates look good, and I worked closely with both campaigns to make that happen, she wrote in an essay for Time. But sending those emails was a mistake I will forever regret. Brazile also alleged that Clinton's team took control of the DNC throughout the primary. As Breitbart News reported at the time, Brazile reveals in her upcoming book that under Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the DNC agreed in 2015 to turn over party operations to the Clinton campaign in exchange for fundraising assistance to help get the party committee out of debt. Brazile discovered the joint fundraising agreement between the DNC, the Hillary Victory Fund, and Hillary for America, which was signed in August 2015, just months after Clinton announced her run for president. According to Brazile, Debbie Wasserman Schultz turned over control of the financing, strategy, and money to the Clinton campaign as well as hiring decisions. Her campaign had the right of refusal of who would be the party communications director, and it would make final decisions on all the other staff, Brazile wrote. The DNC also was required to consult with the campaign about all other staffing, budgeting, data, analytics, and mailings, she added. Brazile later backtracked, proclaiming that she found no evidence, none whatsoever, that the election was rigged.